broadcasting from Hollywood, California. It's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
Luann De Lesseps begins the new year with a new low. Siggy exits New Jersey Housewives. We examine what TV shows in 2018 are worth our time. And we're trying to find the time for Beverly Hills Housewives. Granny June Flory returns to solicit advice to celebrities and you and me right here. Let the ranting begin. This is our 2018 kickoff episode. And we're keeping a tradition alive here by having and me be sitting across from my grandmother, Granny June Flory. Hello.
Hi there. How's everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year already.
It's wonderful having you here in Rhode Island for a while.
Well, it's nice to see you, but it's not good to deal with 8-degree weather.
I know. You really hit it bad here with this weather.
You know, I was in New York before Christmas and it wasn't that bad. And everyone was like, this is great. It's 50. And I thought it was horrible. Now it's 8.
Oh, it's unbearable now. It's not fit out there for man nor beast.
No.
You can't be out there for more than 5 minutes. You'll get frostbite.
Yeah, I'm literally in like 3 sweaters. I haven't put on the long underwear though because I think that's a little bit of overkill. I'm not really going out for a jog. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just driving places. How far am I really walking?
Right.
But one thing I'm not used to is ice and having to factor that in. You know, I'm always in a rush, so I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, you can't rush on this if there's a patch of ice.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You got to be very, very careful. But it's nice to have you here instead of having a voice at the end of the phone all the time, you know? I have to imagine when I'm talking to you what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you look like at the time. So it's nice to have you sitting across from me at my kitchen table.
Yep, and it's always easier to do these shows in person.
Oh, yes.
That way you don't cut the person off.
Yeah.
You know, you can see if they're still mid-thought. You
exactly.
You know, it makes a big difference.
Yep.
So you're in for a good show. So we're going to straighten some things out for all of us as we enter this new year. New year, new you, new Grant's Rants. So
let's hope it's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, I know it will be. I mean, I hope. But let's talk about Christmas Eve of this year. I got all these texts from my friends about Luann De Lesseps.
Oh.
They know me well. Luann, someone who really needs to get their year straight. I mean, you know, this 2018 already is off to a bad start for her. Tough year. Last year at this time, she was married in Palm Beach on New Year's Eve. A lot can happen in a year.
Yeah.
Now, after a 7-month marriage ended because of fidelity on his part, the husband, the 24th of this month, of last month, December, she was arrested, and this was her first time in Palm Beach. Now, on the show, Real Housewives of New York, I know you don't watch, but she would never shut up about how great her life in Palm Beach was. Everything was about Palm Beach. So it's not surprising. I mean, it's kind of almost poetic. Like, it's kind of sad that, like, her life in Palm Beach now has blown up along with her marriage.
Yeah, I guess she really acted up there. You know, she hit policemen and banged the door in their face and she really got herself in trouble there. And you know, her language was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to effing kill you. I mean, what? God.
Clearly,
and she was upset because it brought back memories of her marriage.
Yeah.
You know, she was only married for what, 7 months or something? Well, I mean, what the hell would she do if she had been married for 25 years? She would have gone completely nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, to go crazy over a 7-month marriage? My God.
Yeah, a little sensitive.
You got to toughen up there, lady.
Yeah. This one, though, I feel for her, though, because you can tell that it was so public.
Yeah.
That whole divorce and separation really destroyed her. And it's kind of sad because I like her. I really do. She's not what you would think of what I'm saying about Luann is, in my opinion, this is behavior you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Similar to the behavior of Kim Richards, which who you would not be surprised by. Kim Richards also kicked policemen in a hotel bathroom at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
Kim Richards, she's all set now. She just has to, I think, finish some community service hours. So she's like, she either finished them and she has some probation left or whatever, but she's basically done from that whole incident 2 years ago. Now this one's taken her place.
Now has this one, I'm not familiar with her, has she had a problem with alcohol or drugs or something?
They said this was a first time offense. I don't know if she's had a problem in the past with beating people up, but I mean, she always carried herself as being above everybody else. She wanted people to call her Mrs. De Lesseps. She was, you know, always, oh. she grew up in Connecticut, married very well, became a countess, and, you know, really high. She wants everyone to leave very high society. She even wrote a book. And the book was called Class with the Countess, How to Live with Elegance and Flair.
Oh, my.
So she really put herself high up
there.
Yeah,
well, that's why she had a big fall, because she was too high. She fell very low.
Very low.
Yeah. The higher you go, the harder the fall.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I feel bad knowing that, because... she had high expectations, and it really must have been very traumatic for her when she found out that he was carrying on behind her back or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have been
Everybody told her, but she was always in denial about it, and it was inevitable that this was going to happen.
It's just too bad that she allowed herself to get to that depth, you know? Mm-hmm. She should have really tried to hold herself back to do all that. Now she's got this terrible reputation, this terrible, occurrence against her. So you have to, you have to really try to get along in situations and not let it get the best of you to that point where you get so angry like that you go crazy. It's really too bad.
It is. I wonder what's going to happen to her, because she was arrested on battery of an officer, disorderly intoxication, resisting arrest with violence, crimes against a person, and like you said, screaming that I'm going to kill you all, and 3 out of 4 of the charges are listed as felonies.
Well, it said there that I think that she was released from without bail or something.
Yeah, she was able to go back to New York, but she has to go back to go to court.
Oh, so. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. I feel for her in a way. There was a mess with this hotel room. She was so drunk that she went to the wrong hotel room. And so security had to come in and remove her.
Yeah, wasn't she in bed with some other man?
Yeah.
Wow, she really was off the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I can't picture her doing it, to be honest. I mean, Luann is a little tough. They call her Luann because sometimes she can be a little masculine. She's definitely a little bit more masculine than the other ladies.
Uh-huh.
But I still can't picture the Countess Luann behaving that way.
Yeah.
So a lot of different things happened. She locked herself in a bathroom.
Yeah.
When they opened the door, she allegedly shoved one of the cops with her hand or in his face or whatever. Then, after she was handcuffed and put in the back of a cruiser, she allegedly slipped out of her shackles and tried to escape.
I don't know how she did that.
I love it. Like, I wish this was on camera. I would love that. This is a Housewives episode that would be blow them all out of the water.
Yeah, right. So, oh, God. How did she get out of the shackles?
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how. She must have been like a Houdini.
I've never heard of such a thing.
He's the only one that got out of handcuffs. I mean, he knew how to do it. Jeez, I don't know. She might have a talent there that she doesn't realize.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I mean... You know, she probably married this whatever he was, count or something. Or?
Well, previous count. That was the other husband.
Oh, that was the other husband.
Husband, yeah.
Oh, wow. She really has high expectations.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she made a big mistake. She married a guy that was a bachelor for over 50 years.
Oh, God. Forget it.
And he slept around New York as a powerful man with his own penthouse apartment.
Yeah.
That she loved to promote that he lived in a penthouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so, can you teach an old dog new tricks after 50?
No. No.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Now, we have a picture of the mugshot here. I'm looking at this mugshot I found over on page 6, and anyone who lives under a rock, probably can find this anywhere at this point. But what do you make of the mugshot?
Well, she's a very plain-looking woman. I wouldn't say that she's pretty. Maybe when she's made up, she can be attractive. But to me, she looks like a Main Street housewife.
Yeah, not as glamorous as you'd expect.
No, not at all. She looks very, very plain.
I mean, she's probably hungover as hell in
the
picture.
She doesn't have any makeup on there, you know, and... Everybody doesn't look that well when they're in that condition.
No.
But, I mean, her features alone, I'd say she was a very ordinary, common-looking person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pleasant, a little pleasant, but you wouldn't class her as beautiful or even attractive.
Wow.
Unless she has makeup on and has her hair done, then she would be attractive. But like that, I mean, maybe I'm misjudging her because...
I mean, it is a mugshot.
Yeah.
But
nobody
understand.
Looks good.
No, no.
But I mean, her features can't be changed. You know, her features are the way they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
very plain, ordinary features. She doesn't have beautiful big eyes. She doesn't have a... Her nose is okay. Her mouth is a little bit thin. You know, she looks like a regular woman that you'd see walking to the market.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's a nurse from Connecticut who got really lucky with money and then told everyone that she's living with elegance and flair.
Oh,
so,
well, you know...
What more can you say?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with people when they're all about material things, kind of, you know. They're going to get disappointed.
Yeah.
Nevertheless. And, you know, she probably made bad choices because she wanted to be up there so much that she went for people that weren't really, you know, good people to rely on. She made bad choices. So that's what you get. But it's too bad she allowed herself to get so low that she used foul language and...
Well, hitting police.
You know, she probably isn't that kind of a person, but everybody has a breaking point.
Yeah. I support her. I don't support her actions, but I as a person, I know that that was, you know, clearly a low point in a very public space.
Yeah, that's not good. How did she end up in another room with another man? That's unbelievable.
One of the articles said that she was convinced that was her room because there was a maid in there doing turndown service, and she was so blackout drunk that she convinced herself that was her room.
Oh, and how did the guy, was he in there, or did he come in afterwards?
I guess they went in together. He's not going to say no. But anyway... That's all alleged, but I mean, not really, not all, no, it really isn't all alleged. She was arrested, but who the hell knows really what happened at the hotel. But anyway, I'm throwing my support behind her because she does have kids that are around my age and,
she does.
Yeah, so I kind of feel for her in a way. It's very embarrassing. It would be embarrassing if it wasn't public.
I think that she will probably get off, she's not going to go to jail or anything.
Yeah.
She'll get off maybe with a fine.
Probably. Service.
Know. But, you know, no matter if you get off or not, you can't erase that. It's known, you know. And that's
now it's
going to
be on the new season of Real Housewives of New York City.
That's what's sad about it. That you can't take away something like that. You know, once it's out there, you can't you can't erase it.
Speaking of erasing, Ziggy Flicker is erasing herself from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's so sensitive about everything. She has to. She can't. She's not tough enough to be a housewife. I saw on the internet, she made a statement, and she said, you know, these women are hardcore. They're hard women. They're tough. You know, and she said, if you're not tough and you can't take it, you shouldn't be on. And she's very, very sensitive, overly sensitive. She cries at the drop of a hat, you know, and that's why she got called soggy, and that made her feel even worse. So, I mean, she and that Margaret, they've gone after each other. But I don't think...
It's a one-sided fight, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't think Margaret really meant anything by saying the word Hitler. But she took it so, so sensitively. And no matter how many times Margaret tried to straighten it out and apologize, she still wasn't happy with it, you know?
You know, Ziggy, I want to know, what did you expect from this? What did you expect? Have you ever seen the show? She claimed in that statement that she released at BravoTV.com that you mentioned that she wanted to come in and deliver light in a very dark show. And it was. This show was dark and almost unwatchable. And I've been very public about that, how I feel about this show. But this season's pretty good. But in the past, it's been, I mean, I've been dying to like not watch it, but I have. And I, you know, I say that and I watch it. I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
what else
I do.
New?
I do the same thing. I can't not look at it because I'm too nosy.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on, even though it bothers me. And I say, oh, how stupid. What are they doing that for? But
you can't look away.
I have to look at it. It's like something you love just hate, you know?
But what did she think she was getting herself into? You know, what did she think? She had to have watched the show. So I don't really feel too badly for her, you know, in this situation at all. Because this is what these reality shows are all about. You have to be tough. It's a game. It's a game. It's politics.
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest. You know, you're paid. Like you used to say on the show, they're paid to be bitches.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, she probably didn't realize just how tough it would be. She probably figured she could handle it and mm-hmm. took a chance. But, you know, if she's going to let somebody like Margaret bother her, Margaret to me seems like a very quiet, kind of calm, easygoing kind of person. So if she's going to let someone like Margaret bother her, she better get off because she can't handle anything. I mean,
I know, no, really.
I mean, Margaret, I mean, you know, with those pigtails and all, I mean, she. I mean, you know, she doesn't seem like a bad person or a hard person to get along with. And I think Margaret is trying very hard to get in, you know, make up with these girls. But I think she's wasting her time because she's not on the same level with them. She's not on the same plane, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not on the same page. She doesn't understand how these girls think. And she's kind of struggling to make her way with these girls, which I guess makes the show kind of interesting because you're trying to see how she's going to end up and, you know, but forget it with that Siggy. I mean,
yeah, you forget can't. It.
And then, of course, she told Margaret that she was anti-Semite. That's like Margaret said, you're you know, you're labeling me and I have a business. I don't want to, you know, have people think that I am this way because I'm not. She deals with a lot of Jewish friends mm-hmm. and she doesn't want them to think she's anti-Semite. She said, you know, just because I mentioned Hitler doesn't do you any yeah. harm, but by you calling me anti-Semite, she should be more pissed at Siggy than Siggy at her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of a.
That's what I think is going to happen at the reunion. I don't know anything. But I'm thinking that's why she announced so early that she's not coming back. Because usually the reunion wraps and then they start saying who's coming back and people release statements.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's usually like sometimes almost 3 weeks out after the reunion when the negotiations are out there. The show hasn't even stopped airing. We haven't even seen the finale yet and she's already out. I bet, because they already taped the reunion, I bet they all said exactly what you said. They probably turned on her and made Margaret look like the victim in her eyes. And she probably, it was done. Siggy has not appeared on Watch What Happens Live in over 2 months. Very telling. Because they have, you know, they have a lot of people on. I think they've had Dolores on twice.
Yeah.
Danielle's been on more than twice, I think. Because she made an appearance once to promote the show. So it's been like three times for her. So it's interesting that she's been kind of MIA from promoting the show.
Well, the thing with her is, didn't she have these conferences where she got all these women together? And they had to stay overnight.
Oh, yeah, the retreat.
And she's trying to make people learn how to be happy and get along with each other. She's not a very good example.
No.
I mean, she's so fragile.
Yeah.
You know, so fragile. Get over it. I mean, the woman has apologized. Get over it. I think a lot of it is she likes the attention. She likes to see what, you know, she wants everyone to stop in their tracks to see what she's going to say. And they're all looking at her and she's just sipping her wine as though, you're going to have to wait and see what I'm going to say. And all eyes are on her. Mm. And she loves it. So,
yeah. Well, it's short-lived because she's out. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
So with her... I don't know. If you want to know more of our thoughts, actually, on Real Housewives of New Jersey, Granny and I have recapped the most recent episode as of the show, which was episode 11. She's also recapped a previous episode of the season. So, you know, check it out. It's on YouTube and it's on the podcast app. Wherever you can find the show, you can find this recap.
Yeah.
And we go in on episode 11. So let us know your thoughts with Generic Maryland is what we call that
one. Yes. Yep.
But anyway, it seems to me in this article that a source has claimed that Siggy was not going to be asked back, that Bravo was going to reject her anyway. And so they're saying this is very mutual and Bravo. And even in that statement from Bravo, they said they support her. So it sounds like that it was mutual, but that they were going to get rid of her anyway.
Well, maybe she got whiff of that and she figured I'll get them before they get me.
Well, that's what they've done in the past with these shows. They make it, they give the housewife the chance to be able to say, this is alleged, but I've seen it more than once. They make it look like it's their decision so they can cut ties peacefully. They let them have the upper hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So that very well could be that.
Could be.
Let's take a look at some 2018 TV shows. This is an article over on entertainmenttonight.com called 12 TV Shows You Need to Watch in 2018. Here's what's kind of catching our attention, the good and the bad. What's first or that you really are definitely planning to look at?
Well, I'm definitely planning to go back and look at Unreal.
Oh, Unreal, yeah.
I love that show, the way it's done. I love the mind work that they do with that Quinn. She's such a conniver. And she gets that Rachel, that poor little Rachel. She's like a little puppy next to Rachel. She can't stand up to Quinn. I mean, Rachel cannot stand up to Quinn. Quinn is a bitch. And she plays the part very, very well. She even looks like a bitch. She looks tough. She looks like a tough cookie. And you don't want to, you know, cross her. But the way she finagles that program and all the people on it to make them do what she wants them to do. And she's like almost cruel to the point of being cruel. She doesn't care what happens to those people on the show as long as she's getting the show that she wants. Mm-hmm. And I like to look at it. You know why? Because I don't think that way. So I enjoy seeing how other people can connive and think of ways to
justify the horrible behaviors.
You know, it really fascinates me. Mm-hmm. And it's like something that you want to look at, but you love to hate.
You know, I have to finish season 2 of Unreal, but I think I'm just going to drop it and pick up with season 3, with this current season that's coming out, because I don't see myself going back, and I don't even remember what was happening on it. So we can talk about it.
Yes.
I'm going to watch Unreal for season 3 on Lifetime. It comes on February 26th.
Oh, so. I got to write that down.
Yep, February 26th, Unreal on Lifetime.
Yeah.
Then there's the, on FX, The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Now, I don't have much of an interest in Gianni Versace.
No.
But this comes from the same writer and producer, Ryan Murphy, who did Feud, and I did not expect to like Feud. I thought it was going to be really campy and tacky, and I ended up loving it. It was one of the best shows I watched in 2017. So for 2018, I'm going to give this show on FX a chance. Yeah, was American Crime Story.
Was that Feud with Betty and Joan? Oh yeah, that was good.
So
I watched all that.
It's similar to, like, it's going to be the same quality. At least I hope. So you never know.
But I'm definitely going to. Assassination of Gianni. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot. I heard really good things. It has a great cast. Penelope Cruz is in that.
Oh.
So I'm going to look.
Wasn't he killed in front of his house?
Yeah. So that comes on FX January 17th. So I'm definitely going to look at it. How do you feel about this return of Roseanne on ABC?
I have nothing to do with Roseanne. I don't know anything about it.
You never watched the original?
No.
I barely remember it. It was on, like, I think, I want to say, I could be wrong, but I want to say it was on, like, Nick at Night, like late, the repeats late at night. I don't know. I can't blame ABC for trying to do a reboot. Everybody's doing reboots. Everything's being brought back.
Yeah, like Dynasty.
Yep, and Will and Grace.
Yeah.
So I can't fault them for, you know, doing that. But I don't know if it's going to translate. I don't think it will. I think people have very fond memories of Roseanne. They didn't like how it ended. And I think sometimes you're just going to let things go.
Yeah. You can't. Some things cannot be resuscitated.
Yeah. I like Roseanne Barr, though. I think she's crazy.
She is nuts, but I don't like her.
No,
I don't care for her at all. That's why I would never look at the program.
Oh, dismissed.
Isn't she the one that sang the Star Spangled Banner?
Let me look this up. Roseanne Barr, Star Spangled Banner. I don't remember this.
Was it the other one?
Oh, yeah, she sang the national anthem.
She was a disgrace. An absolute disgrace, the way she sang that Star Spangled Banner. Absolutely no respect. She made a fool of herself.
I don't remember that.
Because of that, I have nothing to do with her.
Oh, well. Roseanne dismissed from Grand Jury.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, she was a complete nut job. And to sing the
national anthem,
the Star Spangled Banner, the way she did, screaming and yelling and all that.
She's off my
list.
Yeah, well, I can understand. Yeah, I don't remember that.
So I put a big goose egg on that one.
She's writing a big X on the article.
That's off. See, I don't forget too many things.
And I do, because I didn't know that. So, good for you. So then there's another one on there. What is it called? Life Sentence? What is that about?
Oh, yeah. This is Life Sentence. This sounds pretty interesting to me because I think I might look at this. When does this premiere here?
I should say it at the top.
No, to be announced.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This woman felt as though she had terminal cancer. Now, that puts a whole different look on life when you have something like that hanging over your head. And you have to try and live your life day by day, not knowing when it's going to end. Mm-hmm. Now, when you find out that you're cured, that you're really not dying, now you have to think of a different way of looking at life. But actually, do you have to? You don't. Because when you live your life, you should live every day as though it's your last. Mm-hmm. Make the most of every day. So I don't know if she'll change her way of thinking, but I think it would be very interesting to see just what she does do. So I might look at that.
That's going to be on the CW, I guess. Now, it reminds me of a show they had on ABC Family, now Freeform, called Chasing Life, and it was about a girl who thought she was dying and didn't.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
Yeah, so I thought, to me, that's just another ripoff of the same thing. I didn't have any interest the first time. To me, I need to be entertained. That's too real to me.
Yeah, that's
people,
true.
You know, it's just too real. It doesn't appeal to me. You know, I feel bad not, like, being interested in it because it probably is a good show, but it doesn't appeal to me.
Well, the thing about this is I would not look at it if she felt as though she had terminal cancer, because I don't want to look at anything like that. As you say, it's too depressing. Mm-hmm. I've seen too many people in my family die of terminal cancer. So why would I want to look at something like that? But because she discovers that she's cured, that puts a different light on it.
Yeah.
It gives you hope. It doesn't make you feel depressed. She's getting a new lease on life. So
It's hopeful.
You know, it's not dark.
Right, right.
So yeah. I would consider, if it was something like the other one there, Chasing Life or whatever, no.
Yeah.
I can't look at anybody that's dying. I don't want to.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really remember Chasing Life too much. I think it was a similar case where she ended up being cured, but no.
But this one, if she feels as though she's cured, that puts a whole new look on the program. Yeah. So I would consider looking at it.
So those are just a few shows that are coming up in the new year. Roseanne absolutely will not be on in this house where you
absolutely
are.
Absolutely not. No way.
But you will, Unreal, I think I'm going to look at it too. I think I should. And I always enjoyed it. It just fell off for me. It just fell off, and not in a bad way. I lost track of the show. So now, once I know it's week to week, I'll get in the habit. I'll put it on my schedule of tuning in.
Yeah.
That's the one thing with binge watching with me is I binge watch so much stuff I forget what I've been binge watching, and then it's like 6 months and I have to go back and rewatch everything over.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not good for me, but
it's the same thing happens to me too. I kind of forget, and one episode runs into another one. I can't quite remember what happened, and they're all like run together after a while. Did it happen in this episode or that episode? I know what happened, but I can't remember the episode, so
I'll get through like 10 minutes, and I'll say, wait a minute, I think I've seen this.
Yeah.
So
I do that with movies, too.
When we return, get ready, because you're going to be getting some advice. Maybe not you directly, but advice to celebrities will be solicited from the Sage of Coventry, and you can maybe get some information and some life advice along the way. And we're going to talk a little bit about Beverly Hills Housewives. That and more, but it's all going to be good, and it's going to be a good time with Granny. We'll be back in a moment.
All righty.
Promotional consideration for Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast is provided by Harry's. Harry's Razors has me thinking about New Year's resolutions. Mine are both personal and financial. Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a frequent shaver, And Harry's products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great all year long. So what more do you want? I can say I used Harry's razors over the holidays. I always get a lot of comments about not being freshly shaven, and I got none this year because I looked good, it was nice and smooth in pictures, and it was easy to shave. A comfortable glide, nice close shave. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. So very good stuff. I have to say, Harry's has really figured it out. They've stripped out unnecessary features like a vibrating handle and the unnecessary cost to deliver customers one perfect razor at an amazing price. A good shave comes down to basically two blades, and Harry's has that. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/grantsrants. Just pay for shipping. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value when you sign up, and you're only covering shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, my favorite, and a travel blade cover. I've been using it with the travel blade cover because I've been traveling for what seems like ever around the holidays. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/grantsrants right now. That's harrys.com/grantsrants.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
And we're back talking with June Flory, Granny to me. We're recording in her home in
snowy, icy... Bitter cold out there.
Yeah.
It's about 5 degrees. Very, very cold, and the wind makes it even colder.
You know, my body temperature, it takes forever to balance. Like, when I go back to California, it'll take me a couple days to, like, 60 will still feel cold to me.
Yeah, boy, that 60 would be beautiful here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I get cold, and my legs and my feet get cold, I'm done. It takes a long time for me to warm up my body, like I said, for everyone listening, yes, yeah, so I'm not wearing long underwear, like I said earlier, but it makes a difference if you do.
You have to do what I did for Derek. You've got to buy yourself a bottle of
whiskey?
Brandy.
Oh, brandy. Oh.
Brandy. Take a little shot of brandy. It'll go right through you like lightning. Your hands and your feet will warm up in no time.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Well, that's what I do. When my feet are cold and they just won't warm up, take a little shot of that brandy, and it goes right through your right body, and it warms you right up in no time.
Look at this, giving advice already. We're not even at that portion of the show.
No, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
I got to try it, because I get cold and I can't
get warm. Buy a bottle of brandy. It's not expensive. That's why I bought a bottle for Derek, because he works outside in this kind of weather all the time.
And he's frozen. Grandson.
He's frozen. He comes home, he can't warm up. So I told him at Thanksgiving, you need a bottle of brandy. So that's what I bought him as part of his Christmas gift. So when you go back home, buy yourself a small bottle of brandy and just take a sip of that, and it'll warm up your hands, your feet, everything. It'll go right through you. Really.
I'm going to try
it. Just don't drive or anything after. When you get home at night, if you're cold, take that and then get in bed and you'll be nice and warm. Believe me.
Survival skills.
One shot. If it's one shot isn't enough, take two.
Yes, doctor.
And you'll be feeling no pain and everything will look beautiful.
Good advice. See, you really are setting people straight in the new year.
Oh, I'm always setting people straight. I don't know if they listen, but I'm always setting people straight.
You really are. Maybe you can set the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on the right path, because I have to say, I'm underwhelmed. I know people love this show. I know people enjoy it. They love to see the glamour and the expense and the clothing.
But
to me, I'm tired of it. I'm a little bored.
You know what? It's overkill. It's overkill. These women are constantly in these gorgeous, gorgeous gowns just to get together and have a drink.
All they do is eat.
And kiss each other. And, you know, it's so false. On each cheek, they have to kiss each other. And with half of their boobs hanging out, they're not even that attractive. I mean, some of those boobs are really, they're not perky. They're kind of droopy. Who wants to look at that? Cover them up. Let people guess what you have there. Don't show them what you have.
Mystery.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, it's okay. But I thought the same thing when I looked at the last episode of it. I mean, they get dressed in these fabulous, and God, some of the outfits they wear are ridiculous.
Yeah, what did you think of Erica Jane as the dominatrix?
Oh, God, she actually went out dressed like that. People don't even know what a dominatrix is. I can't believe that. They go, well, what's a dominatrix? Gee, where have you been? You know? But, I mean, really, some of those outfits are unreal. I mean, they're dressed the hairdos and you know, that Dorit, she's very attractive. I mean, she wears all these different wigs so her hair is like strings, and then another time it's curled, and they have it all pulled back with different things. I mean, they really, really, it's like a fashion show.
Yeah. This reminds me of a tweet I put out. I said, you know, because I live-tweeted the first episode, which I don't know why I bothered. But I said, these people, when these housewives, when they have to bring a team of hair and makeup people,
yes,
it really makes the show seem fake.
It does.
Because if you were to go on a girls' trip to Vegas,
right,
would you really bring a team? But if you know you have cameras following you, and whatever you put on camera lasts forever, then you bring the team because it's worth the investment. So it adds a production value to the show, which is already, in my opinion, not the realest. You know, I don't think it's the most genuine.
No,
I think it's
isn't.
Very, they know when they're having these conversations that they're on camera.
Yeah.
You know, what did you think of that when they had to go to that high roller, that big Ferris wheel?
Well, that to me didn't seem like a Ferris wheel. They went on this thing where they had drinks and the thing just went up very slowly. I mean, I thought it was going to go, you know, and they'd feel of it when it went down the other side.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that at all.
No.
What kind of a Ferris wheel was that?
In fact, I think they stopped it at the top, and they probably made everybody get off so they could stop it, because when Lisa Rinna had that conversation with Dorit, I kept looking out the window. It's partially because I was kind of bored, because that conversation has already been had, like, multiple times, and I wasn't interested
that
in it
Lisa
anyway.
Lisa Rinna, she looked terrible.
Oh, really?
She looked awful. She's changed. She doesn't look like she did before. She's really failed. She looked terrible. She really did. She didn't look like herself. She looked terrible.
She thinks she looked great though, walking around with all her legs out when they went to the pool and all that.
Oh, God.
But when they were stopped, I thought that they were stopped to film that scene, because when they had that conversation, I noticed there was no movement outside that window.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that was the whole thing that I wanted to see, was what type of views they could see, the movement of the whole thing. You know, I wanted to know when they were at the top. And instead, it was more of the same.
I know it.
I was furious when they had to bring up that thing about Harry and Kyle when they ran into each other on a hike.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Kim Richards is not on this season. She's not even making an appearance. So I was like, okay, good. This is exactly what the show needs, to move forward without Kim.
Yes.
Nope. We're right back having to talk about Kim and her sobriety.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know why they even had to bring that up.
No, me neither.
That was like a superfluous. Who cares?
I thought all these conversations
were done. They make something out of nothing.
Yeah, we had to sit through a 3-part reunion. I thought for sure it was done, you know, like you just kind of leave. I like when they leave the season behind. You know, a lot of people who listen to the show and AfterBuzz, they enjoy when we start fresh with a new season, because it's tiring.
Yeah.
Especially with Beverly Hills, which is really drawn out. And Lisa Rinna's like, oh, so much has just happened with this group. And I'm like, please remind me, because I know, I like to think I know Beverly Hills pretty well. I've watched every episode.
Me too, yeah.
I've recapped every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think I know what really happened. And I don't remember that much really happened that's worthy of carrying into another season.
No, me neither. No. And I noticed that the other one there, Lisa
Vanderpump, she makes me so angry.
She is taking a very, very back seat. She's just about hanging in on this show, because I think she's all involved with her other one, you know, the other show.
Yeah,
that
and
she
all
has.
Her businesses.
And she's, you know, she's just kind of hanging in here. She really doesn't have any kind of a storyline or anything.
She hasn't.
No. She's just there. raking in the money, you know?
Yep.
And that's about it. She's not really doing anything. I noticed that Dorit is kind of coming forward.
Yep.
As being kind of one of the main ones. And, of course, Lisa Rinna, she's always there, whether you like her or not.
Kyle's getting ready to go on a European trip.
Yeah.
Always on a trip.
That's all they do is get dressed, kiss each other on each cheek, and have a drink or go out to eat lunch.
Yeah.
That's all they do is have these big parties.
Yeah.
But I guess what else can the Real Housewives do?
I guess.
It's not going to show them washing and ironing clothes. It's not going to show them cooking meals or changing diapers. No. You know, it's not interesting.
The only thing that was interesting was Erika Jayne talking about her father and her relationship. They're really trying to push that Teddy on people, the new one, talking, which all she does is talk about her father and her upbringing.
Yeah.
I know someone very, very closely who was one of her clients, and the relationship was strictly through text. And she really did try to motivate the person, but people like Real Housewives, they don't hold office jobs. My friend who paid Teddy to help them, she works an office job. So Teddy's expectations of her going out and putting in so many hours, hiking, working out, making green juice and all this stuff, were unrealistic for an average person. Yeah. So, you know, she acts like she's so down to earth and she knows the value of a dollar, but she doesn't really know real life.
No.
So, I don't know. It's all right. It's okay, but I mean, I've said this and I'll say it again. I have to accept that Beverly Hills Housewives is not going to be drama-filled. It's going to be a show about lifestyles and spending.
Yes, that's all it is.
It's really not about storylines.
And it can make somebody that is struggling to just lead a normal existence kind of angry when you see how they spend money so foolishly.
Yeah.
It's really a sin, the way they spend money on their clothes, their shoes, all these parties that they have, and it could make somebody very upset and angry to look at it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I look at it, I say to myself, my God, look at the money they spent just on that kid's birthday party. That would take care of me for 5 years, that money that they spent. They have no idea of the value of a dollar. Either they did when they were growing up and now they're just, you know, exploding and doing everything they have always wanted to do, or they just don't know the value of a dollar and they spend it like it's going out of style.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're all really not that, I mean, not all of them, but some of them, like I'm thinking like that Taylor, you know, remember Taylor Armstrong? Like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. You know, she was the one whose husband, you know, offed himself and all that.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? She was, because she, I'm thinking birthday, she threw that outrageous birthday for her daughter Kennedy, and she didn't have it sent to her name at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Let's take a left turn here and give some advice to some celebrities.
Oh.
Some people in the Grants Rants universe that we like to talk about. Andy Cohen, in the holiday episode, which I highly recommend if you haven't listened to yet, please check out episode number 78, the holiday party panel of Grants Rants. It was such a good one. It was one of my favorites. So if you're still traveling or getting settled into the new year or whatever, if you want some company, it's a fun one. It's a special episode, so check it out. But Andy Cohen came up. The general consensus in the room was people were really tired of him.
Yeah.
And that perhaps some people thought he should hang it up.
He is tiresome because he's exactly the same every time you see him. All he does is smile and give that stupid laugh of his and put people on uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
He loves to make people uncomfortable and come out with all these outrageous questions and things like that, you know? Something like Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he admires him, so it would make sense.
Well, they're two of a kind. Yeah. You know, Howard Stern comes out with all these outrageous questions from his guests, you know?
Yeah.
Questions that really would be embarrassing to answer.
Yeah. Andy Cohen, he's everywhere. He's really everywhere. And now he's doing the CNN New Year's Eve special. He's replacing Kathy Griffin, who he still claims he doesn't know. Really obnoxious. Well, you know,
that Kathy Griffin, she really, really screwed herself up.
Yeah.
Talk about acting foolish.
Yeah. What advice do you have for Andy? Anything else?
Andy?
Yeah.
Well, you're sickening. You know, you've been very sickening. You're the same thing all the time. You could look at one of his shows and say it's another one. Any one of his shows could change for another one, you know? I mean, change. You got to change your way of doing stuff with that stupid smile all the time. You're not even funny anymore. You got to change the way you do stuff. People get tired of looking at you. It's the same thing over and over again.
The views of this podcast are of Granny, and my own views are what come out of my mouth, and not those of NBC Universal. But yes, I hear what you're saying. Kathy Griffin, though, I mean, talk about someone who really went down in 2017.
Oh, God.
What advice? I don't feel too bad because I know how the business works, and she said it. As soon as Kathy Griffin does something that makes someone money, she'll be back. I know she will be. But what do you have for advice?
It's going to take her a heck of a long time to get back. Yeah. What the hell kind of advice can I give her?
Not much, I guess. Lost cause?
Well, you know, it's going to take her a hell of a long time to come back. She probably will, but she'll probably be old and gray by the time that happens. She really screwed herself up. She must have been high on drugs or something when she did that.
Well, she's completely sober because her family has addiction history. So she doesn't drink or do drugs.
Well, what caused her to do that? Holding up a severed head.
Well, a photographer. But I think with her, I think this business can screw people up. Just how you're treated, and you know she doesn't have a network behind her, and the way she has to fight for money, and I think that can drive someone to the madhouse. This business is not for the faint of heart, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised if after all these years she got a little cracked up because of the business. And
Indeed.
It just all came out, and yeah, so she's hurting. She's definitely hurting.
Time for her to get out of the business. That's
the advice, yeah.
Time for her to get out of the business and do something else.
Teresa Giudice, her husband Joe was transferred. It takes 6 weeks for visitation approvals to go through at this new place. And so her and the four daughters have to wait to see Joe until the mid to end month of January. What advice do you have for Teresa of New Jersey?
Well, Teresa, she's always concerned about those four daughters. That's all she talks about. I can understand how she feels. And, of course, now she's got her father living with her, who's, you know, I get a kick out of him because he's like the typical old Italian man. I can say it because I'm Italian. But she just has to hang in there. I don't know. He's going to be in for 5 years. Well, he's done some of the time. She's got a long way to go with those four daughters alone there.
Yeah.
You know, but she seems to be doing okay with the housewives. She said that if it wasn't for the housewives, she would have really not been as good as she is.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped her to kind of get over the depression of losing her mother and having her husband away, you know. Mm. She's got a lot on her plate, but she seems to be doing okay on The Housewives. She goes on the trips with them. She looks good. I don't know what advice.
So maybe advice, just keep going, you know. That's always good advice.
Yeah, she just has to keep going and make the best of it. And I think she will.
Yeah.
You know. So that's all I can say to her.
Yeah. Now, Lindsay Lohan, she's coming into 2018 with a whole ton of problems. What else is new? I mean, every year she comes in with another set of problems. This time, she owes $100,000 in back taxes to the U.S. government.
Yeah, good for her. How is she going to pay those off?
I don't know.
Is she doing anything to earn money?
I mean, she thinks she is. I mean, she's out there she's living in Dubai. I don't know on what, but.
Yeah, what is she doing there?
I really don't know what she does. I know she was doing theater on the West End for a while, I think. I don't know what the hell she's doing.
She's all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know how she makes money.
And I guess they can't find her long enough to collect those taxes because she's all over the place.
She literally is.
She keeps moving, so they can't really find her address to get that money.
My advice is, Lindsay, get on a payment plan. Figure it out. You're going to end up in jail.
She'll get out.
She'll get away with it?
Somebody will pay that bail for her.
Yeah.
She probably had. I don't know if she has the money or not. I mean, but doesn't she have a mother that kind of always
Yeah.
Her mother always kind of helped her out.
Yeah. The mother.
She knows. She knows that nothing big is going to happen to her.
No. And the mother, the mother's house has allegedly been in and out of foreclosure like 9 times.
Oh, wow.
So they know, I think, a thing or two about owing money.
Yeah. They always seem to skim by.
People like that always survive.
They always get by. Yep. Survivors. Now, so I wouldn't worry too much about Lindsay. I think she's okay. She's probably having a good time for herself.
Yeah, Cardi B. Cardi B had a big year in 2017. She's a new rap artist, 25 years old from the Bronx, quick fame. I enjoy her music quite a bit. Cardi B, though, is engaged to Offset, her boyfriend. Offset is a big upcoming rapper from this group called Migos. Now, this girl literally just touched down, like, in the last part of 2017 and blew up. And she's already saddling herself with being engaged. Good idea, bad idea. Any advice?
Well, it probably won't last.
No.
So I wouldn't take it too seriously. You know, they come and go with these people.
Mm-hmm.
One week they're together. The next month they're apart. So, you know, let her have the fun with this guy while she can, because I don't think it's going to last.
No.
If it does, good luck to them.
Yeah.
But usually it doesn't, especially if they both are trying to make their own careers. It interferes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it too much competition between the two. And they probably have to be apart to go. She has to go somewhere to perform and he has to go somewhere else to perform. And it's very difficult to keep a relationship like that together, especially in their world.
Yep.
They have a lot of temptations. You know, it's very difficult if you're alone around the road for a long time. It's very, very easy to get caught up into a temptation with somebody. And before you know it, I hope not in their case. I hope the best for them. I don't know them. I'm not familiar with them. But that's how I feel. And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. But I don't think it'll last that long to even think about.
Okay, so don't even worry about it.
I wouldn't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever is going to happen will happen. And they'll go on to the next one, you know?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
To bring it full circle, the last bit of advice, Luann De Lesseps. What advice do you have for Luann? I mean, she's really, you know, going into the year with a lot of baggage. She's back in New York, but she has to go back to Palm Beach.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
She's single, very single. I mean, she's bed hopping in rooms that she shouldn't even be in. I mean, I thought I was really single. I mean, she's really single.
Well, the thing with her is that she set her sights too high. She probably was too materialistic. She took the fall. So what I say to her is, you have to have good judgment. Don't go with people because of what they have. You're always going to be sunk.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with people that have their feet on the ground and know where they're going. And if they, but you see, when people go for materialistic things, they always end up in trouble because you can't judge people by what they have. So it always ends up, you know, she married this guy, and it only lasted a little while, and it was so she let herself act foolish because she was up so high that she fell too low.
She wanted that image of being his wife and being on the yacht in the penthouse.
Yeah,
she wanted that image.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people have these egos.
Yep.
And you got to be careful, because if you get too big an ego, that's it.
I think that encompasses everything here, from housewives to...
What I say is this. Be very careful who you get involved with. Think before you act. Give it a lot of thought. Study the person and work accordingly. And don't make snap decisions, because it always come back and hit you in the, you know where. So that's my advice to people.
There's your advice for the new year.
Yes.
Setting us straight, letting us know exactly what to do.
The new year, we hope it's going to be a good one. And you have to think positively, but you have to think good.
Yeah.
Give good thought to what you're going to do. Don't jump ahead and do things foolishly, because you'll always end up in trouble.
And that is your New Year's resolution, folks.
Absolutely.
Yep, there you
go. My New Year's resolution is to keep writing and play my piano. I haven't played the piano in a long time, so that's my goal for this year, is to write. Mm-hmm. Oh, and besides, I finished my second book.
What's the status currently?
It's being compiled now, and it's called More Memories and Mental Snapshots. And it has a lot of stories about my memories when I was growing up, my Italian family. Then I have little mental snapshots, little things that I write about that happened during my lifetime, funny little things that happened. And then all the poems that I've written from when I was like 11 or 12 years old, they're all going to be in the book in my own handwriting.
Wow.
From when I was very, very young.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I wrote them all in a book, and they're all going to be in the book with my original handwriting.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's great.
So that book will be coming out probably in the spring.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll let everybody know. We've spread the word about the other one pretty well.
Yes.
So. Yeah, that's great.
Yep. So that's in the next year, I am thinking of writing a fiction. Fact, based on fact, but fiction thrown in with it.
Hybrid, a little bit inspired true, yeah.
So I'm going to try my hand at fiction and see how that makes out.
Yeah. I've been telling you, you should probably try to get a prompt or something just to get the juices flowing with that new mindset of writing. You're not pulling from anything from experience, but to be able to create a world of your own based off of some jumping off point.
Right. Know? Well, it's going to be based on a person, but it's going to be mixed fact and fiction.
I'm interested.
So I'm going to try that in the next year coming.
God bless you. You work so hard. You've got a lot to do.
Yeah, keep busy.
Every time I talk to you, you finish one project, then you tell me what the focus of the next is, and you always do exactly that. Like, you really do plan out your creativity.
Oh, I do.
You know, you give everything equal time, I think. You know, like, you've done a lot of painting towards the end of the year, now you're putting that on the back burner, and the next thing is rotating up to the front. Like, it's great.
I have two paintings hanging in the gallery in Cranston right now, and one is of that witch's house that I took a picture of when I was in California.
Oh, and the witch's house in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So that's hanging in the gallery, and I got quite a few good comments on it. So that's my latest. So
God bless you. Keep going.
Yeah, I set goals for myself, and if I can reach them, fine. If I can't, I don't get that upset about it, but I keep them in the back of my brain, and eventually I do get there.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to do the same. I have a lot more distractions, unfortunately, that take me a little bit longer to get to things. But
yeah, but you do very well. You do. You don't never stop.
Well, thanks for all the advice. I mean, I love doing the show, of course, with you. And I hope that anyone listening will share the show if they enjoyed it and get something out of it. Tell a friend. Keep supporting the rants because they're going to continue. And I want more people to enjoy them. You know, I mean, people are going through a tough time these days. And I try to keep the show a safe space for people, for away from politics, away from Kardashians, away from Barbara Walters, like any toxic people like that, away from. So enjoy the rants. Tell people about the show. Continue to support Grant. If you want to find her book, the first book has been out. Where can they find it? And what is it called?
It's on Amazon. My Italian Family, Life in the Past Lane.
So you can still purchase that book?
You can get it on Kindle for $5. So it's well worth $5.
Yeah, it is well worth $5, for sure. Definitely check it out. Thank you, Granny, for talking with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. And everybody, have a wonderful New Year.
Happy New Year. Talk to you soon.
Yes, bye-bye.
This has been Grant's Rants. Support the Rants on Patreon. Follow us on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Aw Yeah. Original theme music composed by Alexander Arntzen. The Grant Michael Collection.